presents Miss Dimple Suspects by Minion Ballard. Narrated by Pam Ward. Chapter 1.
Hey, look, Miss Dimple. Watch me. Watch me. I'll bet I can jump hot peppered about 100.
While her classmates counted, Peggy Ashcroft, cheeks flushed and pigtails flying, became the undisputed jump rope champion of Miss Dimple Kilpatrick's first grade class at Elderberry Grammar School. Her new blue jacket with the fuzzy lining, along with its matching tam, had been tossed in a heap at the foot of the school steps with an assortment of other wraps, and their teacher knew from long experience it would be useless to urge her small charges not to shed them. That had been yesterday. A million years ago, it seemed. Now Dimple Kilpatrick carefully searched the bare December landscape for a sign, any sign, of a round little face and a glimpse of bright blue. A scurrying in the dry leaves just ahead lured her forward, her breath coming faster.
Peggy? Peggy, where are you?
She drew up short when a squirrel scampered into a tree and out of sight.
Dimple, are you sure we're looking in the right direction?
Chief Tinsley didn't seem to think a child Peggy's age would be able to wander so far in this length of time. Dimple's friend Virginia paused to catch her breath, clinging to a sapling to steady her progress on a hill slippery with pine needles. But Dimple knew that Peggy Ashcroft could run faster, climb higher, and race farther than almost any boy in her class.
"Bobby Tinsley obviously doesn't know our Peggy," she said,
shoving aside the limb of a large cedar as she continued up the hill. The fragrant evergreen reminded her that Christmas was only a few weeks away.